The woman from Echo.
Have you always been interested in art? Have you always been an artist?
Yes, always. I never thought about doing anything else.
So if you think back to when you were a child, were you engaged in artistic activities then?
Always. When other kids did sports, I always took art lessons.
What kind of art has inspired you in the past?
My all-time favorite artist is Andrew Wyeth, who mm-hmm. is actually from not far from where I live in Cherry Hill. He's from Pennsylvania, about 45 minutes away, and was really lucky enough to speak to him when I was young. And he just opened up everything about art. I mean, he just made everything seem worthwhile. He's a painter. He's a very well-known American painter. I don't know if you're familiar, one of his most famous paintings is called Christina's World.
I mean, has your art changed through time as you've developed?
My art has absolutely evolved as time has gone on. But I think a lot of that has to do with experience and maturity, too.
Is it right you're a stained glass artist?
Correct.
Right. So that's quite an old art form.
It is a very old art form.
Yeah.
And not many people really take it to, I think, the same level that I do. A lot of people. Some people do it as hobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hopefully I take it to another level. I do a lot of old church repairs, church windows. Yeah. I mean, I can, there are two methods to stained glass.
Right.
There's lead caming, which is the old traditional way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is something called the Tiffany method, which was made popular by Louis Tiffany at the early part of the century. And I work in both methods. For old window repair, I always use the old caming lead method.
I imagine that there are quite a lot of considerations that you have to make when you're deciding on, you know, or when you're creating a piece of art for a stained glass. Is it kind of like design and engineering both at the same time?
It is, because glass has certain innate properties that you have to either learn to live with, or you can't use the piece of glass that you want to use. Light refraction is a really big consideration when you're working with glass.
Mm.
You have to kind of anticipate. You have to make sure all of your colors do go together, but you also have to anticipate when the sun hits it, how one color might change and make it not appealing with another color.
And the way of making the different colors, do you have to use different chemicals to get those colors?
Oh, absolutely. They're all made with different minerals.
Yeah. So if you were going to create green, for example, what kind of minerals would you use for that?
I'm sure you would use a copper and some other salt and mm. some sulfates. Some colors are made with gold dust, which makes them extremely expensive, and one of those happens to be pink.
Mm.
What affects the glass is whether it's machine rolled or hand rolled.
Mm.
And the colors that you put together, because different colors, because of the minerals that go into it to color it,
mm.
Actually create different hardnesses in the glass. So, you know, mixing white and green, it'd be a very difficult combination to cut because it doesn't, you know, meld together well. Look beautiful as a piece of glass, but it might just be very difficult to work with.
Have you come over to Europe and seen some of the old medieval stained glass windows in churches?
Yes, actually, I used to live in Israel, and you know, of course, I've seen the Chagall, you know, the Chagall windows.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I was at the Vatican. I've been all through the beautiful churches in Europe.
Chagall was one of the people to kind of use stained glass in an abstract way, wasn't he?
Yes, and he also, in my opinion, modernized it more than Tiffany did.
Hmm.
He made it more appealing to the general public.
Does the USA have its own unique kind of stained glass style, or is it similar to
Similar. I think the only thing that you could say is that Louis Tiffany created the Tiffany method. So if you want to say something was started here, you could say the Tiffany method of glass was started here.
Right. So did you do an MBA at Warmbrough, or you did a degree at Warmbrough?
I did my MFA.
MFA, sorry, of course, an MBA is a completely different. Okay, so I just wanted to get an idea of why you decided to do an MFA.
It was all for my own personal satisfaction. You know, also, I don't know how things work, over there, but here in the state, well, in New Jersey even, you can't teach kindergarten through 12th grade without a teaching certification.
Oh, I see.
If you want to teach college level, you don't need a teaching certification, but I do need a master's.
All right, right. Yeah.
You know, and I'm more, believe me, I do a lot of work with kids, but I'm more interested in teaching on the adult and college level.
When you were doing your MFA, it was a distance learning course. How did you find doing it like?
You know what? It was perfect for me. Jill Kiefer was my mentor, and we got along beautifully. She absolutely knew her subject matter, which was a big help to me.
Yeah.
And she was also familiar with working with glass also, which was a big help to me in the whole design aspect.
So having done the MFA, how do you feel about having done it?
Between you and me, if I did not have three children in college right now, I would have gone on for a doctorate. Mm.
What did you get from doing the MFA that was valuable for you as a practitioner?
Like I said, it allows me to teach at a higher level.
Right, right.
But the majority of the reason I really did it was for the self-satisfaction of doing it.
Have you been doing exhibitions? Have you had exhibitions?
I do. I show a lot. I do the whole craft show scene, depending on what season it is. But I do show. I'm very active in a local art center here. So I coordinate a lot of exhibits, plus I exhibit a lot.
Do you have a studio that you work? I mean, I imagine you don't do it in your bedroom.
I have several studios.
Right.
I have a very large, beautiful studio in my house. And I have studios at two art centers that I work at that are also totally equipped. So I don't have to bring stuff.
So where do you get your materials from? Is it from nearby, or do you have to go a long way for it?
Materials are getting harder and harder to find because companies are not producing a lot of glass because there's really not a big market for it. I actually 2 years ago bought out the inventory of a stained glass store that the man who owned it had died, and the son just wanted to get rid of everything. So I mean, I could open a stained glass store right now, with the amount of glass that I do have in the house. Although I have to tell you, I never really have the piece that I need.
Mm.
So I do always have to, go out and buy it. But there are a few companies around that you could still get it at, but I do go directly to the manufacturers.
Mm. So looking to the future, do you have any future plans or any kind of ambitions for the future?
Well, I really would, once my kids are done, like to go back, like to do my doctorate.
Mm.
And I'd love to do it with Dr. Kiefer, with Jill Kiefer, too. I mean, she was
great.
Wonderful.
Thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
The Warmbrough.
Thank you.